With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Employment of chefs and head cooks is projected to grow 7% in the next decade, much faster than the average for all occupations. Nicolet College highlighted its culinary program this week with its first-ever Chef Week. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
Nearly constant lines were found at Nicolet College's food truck rally this week. Staff, students, and community members came out to try food from a variety of food trucks.
We couldn't have got a better day. I mean, the weather is beautiful. The turnout's been amazing. Just the best day.
That's Vicki Mendham. She's the culinary arts instructor. She says the food truck rally capped off Nicolet College's Chef Week. The week included live cooking demonstrations and hands-on learning from local and state award-winning chefs like Wisconsin foodies Luke Zahm.
We wanted to do something different, something a little outside the box. We just had a grant that we got a new wood-fired grill, and we got a new food truck and a bunch of other really cool things for our kitchen, and we wanted a way to showcase that.
Nicolet's culinary program includes culinary arts and management degrees.
I've been an instructor at Nicolet for 30 years now, so I get to see where my students have gone. Right behind us here, we got Jake's Mobile Cafe, and he was one of our graduates from the program, so it's really cool to see him go from, he worked at several different area restaurants, got the experience, and now he runs his own food truck, and I know this is his second summer, so that's really cool.
Mendham says now that they have a food truck, they're looking to add a food truck certificate or diploma to the program. The food truck industry has grown substantially in recent years. That growth is expected to continue. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
A Lincoln County canine officer will no longer be on patrol. The Lincoln County Sheriff's Office says canine Nina has reached retirement and worked her last shift Thursday. Canine Nina was born in Hungary in May 2015. She was trained in dual-purpose tracking and narcotics detection work in Indiana and was paired with Deputy Sam Steckbauer in May 2017. During her career, Canine Nina saw hundreds of deployments where she helped find lost people, tracked criminals, and helped with many drug arrests. She will continue to live with Detective Steckbauer and his family in her retirement. Illegal sports gambling will be the target of a state lawsuit. The Wisconsin Department of Justice announced it is suing Kalshi, Robinhood, Coinbase, Polymarket, Crypto.com, and their affiliates. The Justice Department claims they facilitate illegal sports betting. Sports bets are disguised as event contracts, according to complaints filed in the case. The complaints also claim the companies collect a fee for every bet made, meaning they generate revenue from Wisconsinites by violating the state's gambling laws. The lawsuits request permanent injunctions to stop the companies from sports-related events contracts available for trading by customers located in Wisconsin. A new study finds bird populations are declining at a faster pace in areas with a lot of agriculture, especially in the Midwest. Harvest Public Media's Abigail Botar reports.
The study out of Ohio State University focused on geographic areas where researchers saw faster declines in bird populations. The researchers found a strong link between accelerated bird decline and large areas of cropland with increased fertilizer and pesticide use. Professor Mike Ward studies bird behavior and ecology at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign and read the study. He says these findings, although new, were not surprising.
Some changes in agricultural practices have led to reductions in habitat and likely food availability.
He says increased fertilizer use and a lack of native plants around fields may be behind the faster decline of bird populations. I'm Abigail Botar, Harvest Public Media.
Architects in Wisconsin and across the country are increasingly turning to engineered wood to construct massive skyscrapers that they say are more sustainable and safer than their steel and concrete counterparts. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
Architects have long been inspired by the flexibility of trees when building modern skyscrapers, using steel to mimic how trees sway in powerful winds. Now, as climate change intensifies, instead of copying them, they're building with them. Structural engineer Alessandro Palermo says mass timber is strong enough to build 25-story buildings and can also capture carbon and store it for years. He explains that applied technologies such as post-tensioning used in concrete have become popular in timber.
It's very fast construction technique. So with this technology, you build not only a sustainable structure, but also a resilient structure.
While timber buildings still rely partly on steel and concrete, experts say they significantly reduce overall environmental impact. The 284-foot Ascent MKE building in Milwaukee is recognized as the world's tallest timber mass hybrid building. This story was produced with original reporting from Matt Simon for Grist. I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
Michigan leaders are vowing action on dam safety reforms after the latest dam failure crisis. A state house committee is set to consider a bill next week to strengthen flood control standards and increase inspection frequency. This follows recommendations from a task force 6 years ago after the 2020 Edenville dam failure. Lawmakers had promised action then but failed to deliver. The bill faces challenges as lawmakers also consider budget cuts to the agency regulating dams in Michigan. Despite ongoing flooding concerns, officials remain on alert, emphasizing the urgent need for strong, sustainable water infrastructure. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.